You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hello, it's October 29th for the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. How are you? So it should be clear that I'm a Rose fan, a Billy Piper fan, too. But as for my favorite companion, no and no. Here's the thing. As well as I think the character and actress worked, the critics have one thing right. It's easier in drama to tell a love story between two lead characters such as Rose and the Doctor, even when you're bucking a 26-year classic series trend in doing it. What's harder is drawing a realistic relationship between two characters who love each other but aren't in love with each other. A lot's been said and written about the dread before Catherine Tate's appearance in The Runaway Bride, and the disbelief over her casting in Series 4, and the astonishing turnaround in fans' opinions of her portrayal of Donna Noble. But what made Donna such a great companion? Catherine Tate's great acting? Well, that's part of it. Donna's character arc, from humble beginnings to growth to tragedy? That was epic. How about her status as simply a friend to the Doctor after 2 years of implied romance and a year of Martha pining away? Maybe, but not in the way you might think. Because the Doctor's relationship with Donna on screen was every bit as emotional as his with Rose, and streets ahead of Martha's. Look at the way their friendship develops, from her placing her hands on his as they seal Pompeii's fate, all the way up to midnight when the Doctor collapses into her arms after a brutal experience. Look at Catherine Tate's expression as the Doctor sees Rose in the stolen Earth. These aren't just mates, they're best mates. Confidants. It's the kind of deep friendship that can be fragile in real life because it doesn't fall into a category like romance or dating or partner. And it's a depth of feeling rarely seen not only in the classic series but in a lot of by-the-numbers TV drama. The emotional life of the Doctor and his companions is the signature of the Russell T. Davies era. And Donna Noble was his greatest success. And that's the 70th 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Next time you hear me, I'll be at Hurricane Who in Orlando, Florida. I'm really looking forward to this, my first Doctor Who convention, and I hope to get a couple of reports to you from there. In the meantime, follow me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. Check out the new front page. Hopefully that's a good stopgap until I can make it really shine. And I'm on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord. As always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and please leave a review. I'd love it. Next up, Florida.